real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Boondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Amanda Jones, Scott T here in the studio. I have our normal studio folks. Yeah. And Tina Goodrich, of course. Good morning to you, Tina.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes, and I said in our last segment, we have got a bit of a shakeup happening here on Let's Talk Real Estate.
I know. And it's something that I've been wanting to do. So I'm so excited.
Well, what are you doing then? Tell us.
So I'm excited to bring on Gina Johnston. She is affiliated with Green Ridge, which was Shores.
Yes.
So I'm excited. We had Gina on the show a few weeks back as a guest, and we got to talking about her coming on and being a co-host for Let's Talk Real Estate for the whole next quarter. So with Rob, we do quarterly shows, of course, every month, every week we have a Let's Talk Real Estate. So for the next quarter, which will be April, May, June, Gina is going to be the co-host now. So I thought this was exciting because all along I would really like to get other realtors involved in the show.
Sure.
And Gina's going to be one of our co-host here on Let's Talk Real Estate. So I wanted to implement, if there is any other realtors that are listening to the show and would like to have an opportunity on the show, not only would we like to have you as a guest, but maybe also the future co-host of the Let's Talk Real Estate. So Gina.
Yes,
we have Gina on the show today, and I'm excited about bringing her on. And I thought our topic, of course, would be her being the new co-host for the next quarter, and also mentioning Green Ridge Realty as a sponsor.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having me, everyone.
and now that's your first time, and I didn't do the quick orientation before we start, just make sure that as we are talking, we talk directly into the mic so you get... And kind of roll gotcha. As you talk to Tina and all that good stuff. So it's Mike 101, yeah. But it's one of those things that nobody ever realizes. But right. Now you know it.
Now I do.
And here we are. We're a professional on the first day.
Yeah, you know, I mean, when I first started on the radio, Gina, same thing. You know, I was so nervous, and it has really brought me out of a comfort zone. And for us realtors, we need that sometimes because we are dealing with such large purchases. And these are some of the largest purchases our clients do make. So it's, you know, it's very close to their hearts. And it means a lot that us realtors are doing our job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we get to tease a little bit, too, because, because you're realtors.
Well, yeah. And we, you know, we're always under the gun. You know, we have laws to go by and ethics between realtors that we need to stay with. So I'm excited about, you know, having Gina on the show. It's going to give me a little bit of a break to do some vacation time. And of course, I'll be here in between shows when Gina needs me or, you know, if there's a topic that comes up that I could be on about.
How do you feel
Thank
about
you.
All this, Gina?
I'm very excited. I had fun the first time. It went easy. I really enjoyed myself. And from feedback, I heard I did a swell job.
You did.
Swell
did.
Enough.
I haven't heard that word in a while, but yes, you did a swell job.
I appreciate it very much for being able to do that and support and market Green Ridge and my co-agents.
Yeah, so it sounds like you already might have a good lineup of bringing some guests in on the show.
We do. It's going to probably start with Matthias DeYoung. He's our newest broker Green Ridge. He's excited to join us. And then Walter Parshbacher and Adam Parlberg are owners. I'm going to have Walter will do a guest.
Very nice. Walter, we look forward to that.
And Michelle Blackman and Nick Kish are going to come back and join us.
Great.
For fun to see what they're doing over there. Amy Johnston, she's going to come join us.
She related?
Oh, I like
she's
Amy.
She's a daughter-in-law.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. And Brittany DePriest, she has always been our office admin. She has her license now and has joined us as agents, and we have a new office admin, so Brittany's would love to come join us too. Hi, Heather Christensen from Worthwhile Organizing. She would love to join us for a day, too.
Very nice. And what does she do?
She is now accredited to give us 2 hours of CE to teach us about staging and properly doing a home and what we can and can't do to bring a better atmosphere to the market, more traffic. She's going to talk to us about organizing, staging, and what she does for hers. And she really, you know, when we put a house on the market, we need it cleaned and ready to go for appearance-wise, free, clear of clutter. So she can help other people like that to make our market.
How much does staging matter?
Well, it depends on the home and the location of the home. Sometimes it matters a lot if you could just do, like, I don't know what their prices are, but sometimes it's 1%, and she'll bring furniture in and stage the home beautifully so that it makes sense for the buyer when they're looking. So it's important.
So then the public can actually hire her to come in for designing their home?
Yes, they can.
Okay. And,
so it's Heidi Christensen at Worthwhile Organizing.
Oh, great. So that'll be great for our listeners if you are looking for a designer for yourself and or maybe for the future sale of your home. You may want to have a designer come in and take a look about what you need to do in order to get your home ready for the market.
Decluttering and reorganizing and making more space, purging basements and closets.
Certainly that decluttering is a big deal.
I mean, it
is. You walk into a house of a hoarder, who wants to buy that?
Right.
Correct. So it is important sometimes for our marketing landscape for the traffic that we can attract.
Mm-hmm. And that's so nice. So you got some great affiliations lined up to come into the show, talk about their business and giving their information on all about real estate.
Yes.
You know, so I'm excited about that,
Thank
Gina.
You. Thank you.
You know, because sometimes when you get on the radio, you think about some of your affiliations that can come on and actually talk about things that you're going through or things that are affiliated with real estate, and designing is a big one. So I'm excited for you, Gina. That's very good. And this is all about, again, getting out of your comfort zone as a realtor and giving the listeners some things that, you know, may be helpful for them in selling their home, or, you know, you may be in the middle of contracts and you're just not sure, you know, what to do, that, you know, some of our tips and our advice can help in that manner.
And how we do the media, the pictures, the photos, the drone photos, especially the inside. There's a lot that goes into us being able to market a house successfully and bring in the best dollar for our client without bringing other people in to make that happen.
Right.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, we need to take a break. That's how fast it goes. And you remember when you were here before. But we need to take a break. We'll be back with Gina Johnson Small, who is going to be working as a co-host here for the next few months. Tina Goodrich, Amanda, Scott T. We'll be right back on Rob Bird's Boondock Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Mason Dixon here with Tina Goodrich from Let's Talk Real Estate. Tina, what do you want to tell our listeners?
I wanted to share
that
I've been
a realtor for Jakeway Realtors for 19 years.
And that I've been on
the radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
And that I served
the Lakeshore from New Buffalo to Holland, Michigan, including St. Joe and South Haven.
Hey, Mason.
Gotta go.
You can reach me at 269-759-1076 or look me up, listwithtina.net.
Good morning. My name is Redfella. Rob said I could finally come back to the studio after a very tragic incident. I am now the podcast's official narrator. You can hear all of us on the show wherever you like to podcast, and if you would like to hear more about the House of David, which we talk about a lot, check out the House of David podcast in all those same locations.
Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich, Amanda Jones, Scott T, Tina Goodrich, and Gina Johnston Small, who will be our co-host here for the next little while. But, you know, What, you know, realtors are different. Just like every realtor is different. They have a different style. They do different that. What do you do that may set yourself apart from realtors in this area?
Well, thank you for asking. Yes, we are all different. It's just like going to a physician. You want to have one that you feel good with and you're you have a good relationship with, and the communication is open and strong and often. I like to add fun to everything, keep everyone up to date on everything. I'm a straight shooter. I don't kind of beat around. I like to, whoever I'm dealing with, if it's the loan officer, if it's the buyer's agent and it's my listing, I like constant communication.
Most of us
all
appreciate
the time.
That.
It just makes more sense. Otherwise, something can be delayed if something comes up on an inspection or something and they don't want to call me back for 2 days, and then I'm calling saying, hey, what's the status? Oh, we need to have pests come back out or something like that. So it just makes everything just better around. Somebody needs to take a lead, and I kind of like to do that.
And you, well, and as a realtor, you kind of have to be a leader. You're in charge of really the biggest thing that whoever your client is, the biggest thing that they're probably have done in their life.
Yeah, and it's really great, the relationship that you can get with your clients, because they are my fiduciary duty, and I am their advocate, and so their best regards are what I'm doing.
Okay. Amanda, Scott, do you have a question for Gina?
Keep going.
Silence. I know Tina does. If you, you have something, Scott?
No, I'm just saying, it's just, we keep rolling and
we'll keep rolling.
It sounds like Amanda does.
Well, I know you didn't want to talk about the National Realtors thing, but are you guys having do you foresee you guys having a hard time recruiting new realtors into the business? With some of the changes?
I mean, we may. I mean, everything is unknown. We're going day to day trying to figure out what we can do to protect ourselves and making sure that everything is right. We have new documents mm-hmm. that we have to have now, and buyer agency documents. All this is new. It's kind of old new. We should have all been doing this before.
How long did that settlement happen? Because, we just talked about it. That was news to me just the first time Tina talked about it. So for that settlement, say if that was the first time the settlement just happened, how did these documents and everything already be ready, or did the settlement happen a while ago and we've just been ramping up to it?
The settlement happened just recently, and it's going to go in effect in July, so we're protecting ourselves now, so we're in the habit and routine of doing it from now until.
So it's actually at Green Ridge Realty, all of your materials you're upgrading, not that the real estate market itself now has new stuff. You guys are actually, it's what you guys do for your personal business.
Correct, we are, but I'm assuming that Jake Way and the other Century 21 and REMAC, I'm sure they're all doing that too to protect themselves, us as agents, and our clients.
Yeah. And I guess I asked this because this isn't where you wanted to go, but here we are.
Here we are.
Because this was a federal case, was it not? So there's federal laws involved with this. So doesn't the feds also have to upgrade all of their paperwork and everything for the processes now that you guys have to do, or is this a state thing?
It's not official yet. Remember, we won't know anything official until July. So right now, most agencies are preparing their agents to get ready. These are the things that we need to cover for the buyer agency. And for just as important for the listing.
So it's kind of for you guys. It's their speculation. The government hasn't said something. You're going to do this,
right.
And that.
Nothing yet.
You guys are speculating on how you should do it because of the judgment.
Well, for example, if we already have a listing and we're under contract to have this listed on the MLS for say 6 months, July comes and something changes, we have to have protection.
Okay.
Right.
All right. And everybody in the whole process should be protected as much
as
possible.
All the time, every step.
Okay. Yeah. Again, these are contracts, and we learn a lot of pre-law in order to get to the finish line.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Tina, why did you want to have Gina? This is the girl to have come on the show and be a part of it.
Well, for the last year, I had been thinking about having a co-host come on. And again, I think Let's Talk Real Estate is for all of us agents. And I would love to get, opinions from other realtors on the show. I think the variety is great for the show. And for the future of Let's Talk Real Estate. So I think Gina is going to be our first one to jump into the hot seat besides myself. And then it could open up some doors for maybe a couple of the realtors who have come on the show that, again, this is about coming out of your comfort zone at the same time and doing, you know, this is part of like a realtor's advocate, you know, of publicizing real estate and talking about real estate, talking about the laws and talking about things that people actually go through on real estate.
Why does a consumer or a client use a certain realtor?
Well, they might feel comfortable with that realtor.
It's because they like them.
Again, a lot of times I tell people to bring in two or three realtors when you go to list a property so that you feel comfortable with that one realtor out of the three that you do come that come and visit.
And that's what I'm saying. That people use a realtor and they choose a realtor because they like them.
Yes.
Not for any other reason. Not because they think this realtor is going to get them so much more money or less money, whatever it may be. They choose a realtor because they like them.
Well, that, and of course, their background, you know, of real estate. A lot of clients may ask you, how are you going to get my home sold? What is your plan to get my home sold? And of course, all realtors have an outlook of how they're going to get a listing sold.
Would you buy a car from a car salesman you didn't like?
No.
Who turns you off the minute you walk down there?
Yeah, of course, you're going to do your homework before you actually buy a car, just like you do with real estate.
Right. We choose to work with people because we like them. And if we don't like them, it almost doesn't matter how much money might be involved if you don't like somebody.
It could come from a referral. A lot of agents are referred. In this business, when you first start, 10 years down the road, the client you first started with may be sending you their family now 10 years later.
Yeah.
So it is definitely based on a referral basis. If you do a great job with that client, they're going to refer you to their family and friends.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, here I am 19 years now into the real estate.
19 years. Did you ever think when you started it, could you see yourself 19 years down the road?
I always knew I'd be a realtor for the rest of my life. When I went for my real estate license, I knew that's what I wanted. I had this passion for buildings, which was my first building I bought, Cheyenne's Closet, which is next to the movie theater downtown South Haven. When I bought that building, I became infatuated with buildings, and I knew that I needed to know more.
Well, that's a cool thing about real estate is that you don't always have to be 40 hours every week. Some may less. It just kind of, there's an ebb and flow, but, you know, there's a lot of people that they're full-time job is they do their full-time job and then they kind of sell real estate on the side.
Yeah,
maybe we'll sell
a
year, a house or two a year kind of thing.
There's definitely a secondary job for some realtors. Some, you know, it's their main job and that's all they want to focus on.
With that settlement, that may change just a little bit.
But it's going to change.
But we need to take a break. We'll have more with Gina Johnson-Small and Tina Goodrich. Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich right here on Rob Bird's Boondock Show.
Have you noticed a project that could use a little attention? If so, you deserve the best quality flatwork, masonry, and carpentry in the South Haven area. No project is too big or too small. For almost 30 years, John Isom has been delivering superior quality flatwork, masonry, and carpentry. It's time to let John put all of his years of experience in action for you. So call 269-767-3225 today and get your free quote on flatwork, masonry, and carpentry.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
If you love history, and I know you do, you can now see both House of David documentary films, The House of David Life Everlasting, and The House of David's Bearded Boys of Baseball on Amazon Prime. Either go to Amazon and search for these films or go to hodfilm.com and find the links there. These films delve into the amazing history of the House of David and the impact they had on Southwest Michigan and the world. Find these films and more on hodfilm.com.
With Tina, we're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich, Matt Jones, Scott T. Tina Goodrich and the one and only, who is now the co-host, Gina Johnson-Small, for here for the next couple months. But so as we do this, as our trial by fire for this first episode happens, typically at some point within the three segments, we're going to talk about a listing or a house that you have for sale. So let's do that. Do you have something right now that you've got for sale that you got listed?
I do. I have two. We have 1718 LaGrange in South Haven, 2599. It's a 2-1 Jack and Jill bathroom, 854 square feet on a 0.5 lot on the corner, right on the side of town. There's a lot of unused square footage in the attic that can be, if someone wants to put some, you know, ideas into it. Mm-hmm. It's a really great, cute little house. And then as soon as I leave here, I'm heading to the office because we are always coming off the seat of something else and then something else is changing. But I do have a house that fell through financially on the buyer end. So 7281 Helen Street in Coloma is going back on the market this afternoon.
And what is that one about? I noticed at Coloma you can get a little bit better of a deal on a home than you can in South Haven. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, that one was, it's just right cute, right next to walking distance, Little Lake Pawpaw, in a little, really cute little area of homes. And that
Lake one, Access?
Not Lake Access, but there's access.
Close by. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what is that one? How much is that one listed for, Gina?
That one's $135,000.
That is a wonderful price, mm-hmm. $135,000. Yes. So tell me, when the last time you've seen a house for $135,000 in South Haven?
Really cute, nice-sized yard.
It looks very clean, ready to move in.
I've had clients that in the area always ask for anything under $200,000, and I always push them out to the Bangor, Coloma, Waterville, and of course, you know, even pushing further to Hartford and Lawrence, you
Grand can Junction, Breedsville,
get a home for under the 200 mark. But, you know, the likable area of Coloma next to Pawpaw Lake, even Little Pawpaw Lake, for $135,000 is a great deal.
It really is. You can walk your kayak down and drop it right there.
And move in condition.
It is.
Very
nice. Ready to go.
Very clean and very cute.
Thank you.
And the address on that one again?
7180 Helen Street in Coloma.
7281 Helen.
Thank you.
For $135,000. And again, I just recently looked from Coloma, Waterville for $150,000 or less, and not much came up.
No, and this is a great area.
I love it. So that's a great one. And the one in South Haven on LaGrange is a cute little blue one. I noticed that kind of like behind the little convenience store, close to that corner area.
A low maintenance yard.
Yeah. I mean, the Jack
low
and Jill.
Or no maintenance?
The Jack and Jill. Tell us what that Jack and Jill is again.
Jack and Jill bathroom is when there's two doors and you go through a room to get into it. You can close one off and have access to just one or both or either at a time. So this Jack and Jill bathroom is on the main floor. It is the only full bathroom in the house, and it goes through, the access is through each of the small bedrooms.
So actually each bedroom has its own bathroom.
Yes.
Kind of. You know, that's how I look at it, because each bedroom has their own access to the bathroom and can close the door and lock the other one. And then so they have their own private bathroom. And
so would that be considered a master bath then? Or
no.
Or
they just, no, it's called Jack and Jill.
Yes.
Doesn't every house have to have a master bath? No, I guess they
privately,
probably don't.
Privately. If it's a private bathroom off of the bedroom, then it's a master. But this one particular, being a Jack and Jill, some people don't remember what that Jack and Jill is, kind of an old school term. But some of these homes in South Haven do have that Jack and Jill bathroom.
It's a 1954, so it's that era, that style. Beautiful wood throughout, flooring, in the detail.
Nice hardwood floor, basement.
Very nice basement.
Washer dryer. Up downstairs or
upstairs?
Downstairs.
Okay. Utility sink. It's very nice. It's
nice.
Cute.
And that one's a little porch on there.
Yeah.
It's like a little
patio
porch.
Area. And an enclosed porch.
And that one's $259,000.
$259,900.
That's a good price for South Haven.
I should add, it's turnkey.
And turnkey. So all different. Was that a short-term rental?
It was at one time, and they did not get there.
Okay. They didn't get their permit.
Correct.
We know that they have capped the permits in South Haven for the short-term rental, but doesn't mean that in the future you couldn't possibly get one. You know, I mean, those permits kind of come and go. Somebody might get out of the program, and then you might be able to get in line for one for the future. But this year, you're not going to get one.
And the difference for the personal short term and the business short term.
Yes.
So this one's continuing out the season for the 6 rentals that it has for following out the contract.
And what did they get for a weekly rent there? Do you know?
I know what it is per night.
Oh, per night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was around $240.
$240 a night.
Mm-hmm.
That's great for a 2-bedroom. Give you some kind of indication. Of course, we had Jordan and Nick Kish on last week. They talked about the luxury end of properties and what they were fetching, which was in the thousands, all the way up to $10,000 a week for some of their luxury end properties. So that's exciting, you know, to have a couple listings. Again, I tell realtors right now with our tight market, it is a seller's market we're going into. And any realtors who have a listing, pat yourself on the back.
Thank you.
Because, you know, it's a tough game out there.
It's always been the name of the game, but I think it's even more
it's
important now.
It's a shark
now.
Tank. You know, and it is. I mean, for us realtors, we have to be on top of our game to be able to get those listings. And we want those listings because that's how we're going to get paid.
I love being the listing agent because I love the marketing part of it. I really do.
And it's about being in the leading position of getting the listing and knowing your market and how to get the listing sold. You know, sometimes we may get a listing that doesn't sell or, you know, may fall through the contracts. And, you know, like Gina's going back through one herself. And myself, I have been through some contracts lately and still learning. After 19 years, you still are learning. Oh, okay. Now I know that next time. Especially when it comes to contingencies, you know, and that's a very strong game this year because we are going into a seller's market that the buyers need to sell their home in order to buy your home. And that seems to be, you know, very strong right now as far as the contingencies go. Are you seeing contingencies at all?
I haven't seen any lately. No, okay. I've seen escalation clauses, multiple with the caps. We talked about that before when I was on.
Yeah. And we may see some of those escalation clauses coming into the season.
I see that for 300 and under.
Yeah. So remember, we talked a little bit about escalation clauses for the sellers that are the buyers that are going into the market in this strong market. Have your realtor suggest or talk about an escalation clause.
Talk about it.
You may be able to win this listing if you have an escalation clause in it.
And on that note, I'm cutting you off because it's time for us to go.
Thank you.
Gina, thank you for being on the show. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week and the week after and the week after that for a while.
Thank you.
Tina, I think you're going to be kind of popping in and out.
Yeah, I'll be in and out.
So we'll see you when you come back.
You know where to find me at.
Uh-huh. Go ahead with your contact info.
Sure.
Tina.
If you have some questions about the show or if you're thinking about as a realtor coming on the show, please give me a call, 269-759-1076. You can always find me on social media, Let's Talk Real Estate, and List with Tina.
Gina, what's yours?
GinaJ@GreenRidge.com. We're at 300 Kalamazoo Street at the Green Ridge office. The number there, 269-637-8555. My number is 269-767-1720.
There you go. And without Mason here, I'm not going to run through everything, but I want to say thank you to the gals of the Blueberry Chicks. And, of course, Tina Goodrich. Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. And who else? We got John Isom just came on the show here not too long ago.
I missed John.
As an advertiser. And we got Senior Services of Van Buren County. Dr. Max Masters, Master Chiropractic Rehabilitation. And I think those are the only ones that I'm going to talk about.
Goodies Wash and Go.
Goodies Wash and Go. Sorry about Goodies Wash and Go. Yep. Got to make sure I get that on my mental list. So, with all that being said, I can't say howl at the moondog, so one of you has got to do it.
Okay, at the count of three, we're going to do Howl at the Moondog. 1, 2, 3.
Oh! Rob Bird's Moondog Show is a subsidiary of Moondog Productions and a part of the Moondog Radio Network. Copyright 2024.